This goes to Brian Thwaites, THWAITESPAC, fax 989-291-5348, regarding John, middle initial W, like William, Anderson. Date of birth 6/29 of 1947. Dear Brian, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Anderson with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. His last visit was 1 year ago, May 3rd of 2021. His weight is unchanged. His last hemoglobin A1C in January of this year was reportedly 7.5. He did receive 3 out of the 4 Moderna COVID-19 vaccinations, and he's not sure whether he would wants to get a fourth dose at this point. He has not contracted COVID-19 infection and has really not had any side effects from the vaccines or adverse events. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no incontinence, no nocturia, no edema. Medications, medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Jardiance, 25 milligram daily. He does take 400 milligram ibuprofen on a daily basis. Hydrochlorothiazide is 50 milligram daily. Lisinopril is 20 milligram twice a day. Potassium is 10 mil equivalent daily. And he's on a Breo Ellipta inhaler, 225 once daily. And he's on his continuing on the rest of his routine medications. Physical exam, blood pressure 123 over 77, pulse is 66, and weight is 212 pounds. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 28th of 2022. Intact parathyroid hormone is normal at 51.51, creatinine stable at 1.44, estimated GFR is 51. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium 9.3. Albumin 4.3. Phosphorus 3.9. Hemoglobin is 15.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of illness. Hypertension currently at goal. And diabetic nephropathy, good control. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. He'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and he'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 6 months. We've also asked him to try to minimize the use of ibuprofen and possibly not use that daily over the long term. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.